It's time to yell fire in the crowded theater of a jihadist heart. Cause Islamofascism is spreading worse than Starbucks and Walmart. It's time to fight pretentiousness and censorship with offensiveness. So here's my protest, and it's no less than the last defense of free speech. From the Dead Sea Sand to San Diego's beach, these words that I teach are actions unleashed, entering closed minds like a security breach, saying censorship is violence. So I'm speaking my piece, taking off white flag blindfolds and putting cleats on my feet. So when I preach to a beat, it brings that Middle East heat, cause the dogs of war bark. But my words, they have teeth. We support the rights of Nazis to march in Jewish communities, shouting hate speech and Skokie aloud with impunity. No talk of cultural sensitivity, no discussion forums or scrutiny. But if you criticize Islam, oh, it's anti-Arab bigotry. So now I've got whistles and hypocritical missiles aimed at me, and I'm being taught nonviolence by blind guides on a shooting spree, who offer mandatory classes on compassion like Clockwork Orange-style therapy. And while textbooks that mention Auschwitz become more rare than the giant panda, British newspapers are awarding prizes to cartoon Nazi propaganda. And in Iran, the president denies the Holocaust, calling 6 million murders a myth, while meeting with Hamas, who denies the Jews' right to exist, and both insist Israel be wiped off the map. But let's face facts. Nobody's pissed. Until 12 Danish cartoons satirize a prophet in a comic. Now self-censorship's in vogue, lest we offend the Islamic. I'm not sure whether I want to laugh, cry, or vomit, cause embassies are still burning, but embarrassment's the hot topic. So what? Does freedom of speech protect only racists, pedophiles, homophobes, and of course, child rapists? KKK killers, cross-burners, and sadists, the greatest and most heinous on this freedom of hate list. We tolerate anti-Semitism. We have centuries of practice. We mock Jesus and Christians. We're pretty good at it. We even criticize Hindus, but sadly the fact is, when the fascism's Islamic, we get all theocratic. And as much as I'd like to be diplomatic in the face of grenades and semi-automatics held by pro-censorship religious fanatics, I choose to pay respect via protest, hoping others take notice. But like all chapters, this one closes, so please know this. Hate is not my mission. I don't go for the throat. And I'm not campaigning for a cause or courting your vote. I'm just supporting free speech for all the hypocrites who don't, so that future jihadists can burn this poem I wrote.